In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
I was going to make something up on the spot, and it made no sense in my head as it came out of my mouth. So I was like,
squad douche. Scabba-da-doo.
Welcome to Three Stars Podcast, guys. Thanks very much for tuning in. We do appreciate all of you, whether it's your first time, your second time, you're revisiting, your 100th time. Thank you. Today, we are going to be talking about... What are we talking about?
Beer.
Oh, look at... Man, we're synced.
You guys are totally psycho.
We are psycho. We didn't even plan that. That's awesome. We are going to be talking about beer, and we're going to be talking about breweries who have sold their souls to the devil. And the devil's name was Anheuser-Busch. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Edit that out. I'm not.
We're just mad because I didn't get that commercial. Is that?
Yeah, that's a different podcast topic. We're talking about breweries who did sell out to Anheuser-Busch and the pros and cons to that from different sides of it all, you know, from the consumer side and from, you know, the brewery side. It's a good and it's a bad thing all in one. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. We did find some reviews regarding a few breweries that Anheuser did buy out and the pros and cons to those reviews and how it all ties up into this entire episode. Please make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, sometimes TikTok.
MySpace.
Oh, yeah, MySpace.
Grindr.
Yeah.
Farmers Only.
Bumble. Yeah, follow us on Farmers Only.
Christians Only. Bumble.
Due date.
Due date.
That's where I got you.
It's a real thing.
Oh, it's a real thing. God. It's a real thing. That's where I found Brad. Go ahead and give us that like, that heart. Please make sure to share. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button on any podcast platform that you listen to us on. And we encourage you to please write us a review anywhere. You can go onto our Facebook. You can write a review on any podcast platform. You can write a review on Instagram. We would love to hear some sort of feedback from you guys. Before we... Oh, I didn't have anything written down.
Distill this mash.
I guess if I said pop this cap, that wouldn't.
Not good. You can't say that. Before we sell out, we're going to go ahead and start with a drink. Brad, what are we drinking today?
It's Christmas time.
November
again.
6th as of
and
this recording.
So
as
of this recording. Christmas.
But it is that time of year, and Christmas ale from Breckenridge is already out. And I don't normally like jump into the
it's Christmas
before Thanksgiving, except for this beer.
Oh, it's so
fucking
just
good. Cheers.
It's pretty good.
So we are already into, and by the time this is released,
we'll be in December. I witnessed today as I was driving home from the airport early this morning, I witnessed the city putting up Christmas lights right by the city council building in Westminster.
Oh, wow.
I was like, holy smokes. Here they come, all the decorations.
Well, I mean, they start to do it, especially once daylight savings hits.
Yeah. Or
ends. Did we save the daylight?
We did. We're saving it till next time.
I do like the winter one better than the spring one.
Me too.
What?
Yeah, I like falling back more.
You get
that extra hour. That part is good, but... You know, last night it was like 7 o'clock.
Well, it's pitch black.
Yeah, it had been dark already, and my son and I were looking at it, and we were like, "Wow, it feels like we should be going to bed now."
It does suck. It fucks me up every time.
Yeah, me too. All right, do we have any shout outs today?
I am going to shout out my oldest child, Adrian, who you might remember from
Mazel Tots!
from the episode that was in season one, or was that season two? It was our totally clean episode.
I think it was season one.
Yeah, and
it all blends together.
It does.
Anyway, my kiddo is a junior in college now, and I miss them very much. And we will see them in 2 weeks for Thanksgiving break, which is going to be awesome. And I did just send them a little care package. And
what exploded?
It was a bag of hot Cheetos just popped inside of the box.
Well, at least they're not stale, right. So that's good.
Yeah, they're still fresh because I taped up the box very well.
Bill, do you have anyone?
You know what? I will shout out Bree because I asked her to do those videos. I asked her to get something because she has an iPhone, and I figured it would be better and cleaner than my Android. There's a little hang up there with
that is correct.
Media. And so, yeah, I want to say thank you for your efforts. Brad said that all your stuff was unusable, though, so maybe we need to find a new social media person. I don't know.
No, we just need to all, collectively, us and all of our people around us need to, take lessons in how to film
things. How to be
things.
An influencer?
Yes, how to influence.
That influencing thing. I'm going to shout out Kieran, is my boss, actually, where I work out in the airport. And she is a new time listener. She's worked at Papa John's, and she told me this last night. She worked at Papa John's for quite some time and then worked at Blackjack for even longer, and collectively was close to, 18, 19 years? That's a long time. I didn't think she was that old. You're so old. But thank you, Kieran, for listening. I really appreciate you.
And thank you for running schedules 2 weeks out. Whoa.
Three. That's
sweet.
3 weeks out.
Wow.
She nailed it there. So thank you for supporting us. We greatly appreciate you. All right. Shall we go ahead and jump into an appetizer?
Let's do it.
Or two.
This is Goose Island Brew House, Chicago, Illinois.
4.5 stars, sorry.
Oh, there are 4.5 stars overall, or 4.5 circles on TripAdvisor. This is a 1-circle TripAdvisor review from June of 2018. Has gone downhill. Hadn't been to this restaurant for some time. It used to be a very nice place with very good food, especially a superb Stilton burger. Came here with friends from out of town. The place may have changed hands when Anheuser-Busch purchased Goose Island Brewery. The restaurant has been remodeled into a cold, sterile place. The staff seemed fairly disinterested. The Stilton burger is Stilton on the menu. But was lukewarm and not very good. The other meals ordered were also mediocre to poor. Try a different place.
Okay. So, it used to have very good food. It's now been bought out, and it's cold and sterile, and the food's not so great anymore. Nothing about the beer, though. Interesting, being the fact that it got bought out by Anheuser-Busch.
No. I'm trying to think of how much influence Anheuser-Busch would have on the actual restaurant. It would seem to me like they wouldn't actually give a shit about that part of it.
Probably not.
And they would probably leave it up to the creative direction of the in-house team.
Probably not. Yeah. Right? Yeah, I would think so. There was another review I read from Goose Island. And the gentleman stated that while, yes, it was bought out by Anheuser, the brew pub is still locally owned. So they're kind of like a franchise. From my understanding, when a big company comes and buys out a smaller company, it can go of two ways, I believe. One, the bigger company can say, you do things our way. Or two, the bigger company says, still do you. We just have more funds to help you.
We're just going
to
reap the profits.
Yeah, we're going to reap the profits. And if, there's more funds that you have a little more wiggle room to use to make the place cold and sterile.
Well, I wonder, I will say honestly, I don't remember the last time we were at the Breckenridge Brewery that was also bought by Anheuser back in 2016. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time that we actually went there year-wise.
It was one of my birthdays, and I got Nathaniel Ratliff tickets.
Right. So I think it was after 2016.
I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
But I don't really... I mean, that place seemed good.
Legit.
We'd been there a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So it didn't seem like it was any different from Anheuser buying them.
No. Uh-uh. This review, not a terrible one. Could be better.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're not a big Anheuser fan. That's okay. That's, you're entitled to your opinion. Could have been a bit more detailed about the remodeling into a cold, sterile place. How does it feel like a cold, sterile place? The staff seem fairly disinterested. Well, that disinterested. Blah, 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 blah. That's nothing to do with Anheuser.
Right.
The menu, again, well, as you had.
If there could be some trickle down, if there was like policy changes.
Oh, that's true. No, you're
yeah,
right.
That is true.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you. Yeah, no, that is true. Okay. And then the burger not being as good as it used to be, you know.
Well, and I would love to know, like, it was lukewarm. Okay. Also not Anheuser's fault.
Yeah.
But then, and not very good. Why?
Right. Like what, you need a little more detail.
What was so good about it before? It was superb before. Now it's not very good, but we don't know why on either end. Did it have some sort of sauce? Did it have a special cheese that you like? Did it come with, you know, some specialty bun? Like what was it? Was it like the grade of the beef, you know?
Right. A little more detail would have been nice. And honestly, a before and after would have been even better because you started the review with the rest. You hadn't been to the restaurant in some time. It used to be a very nice place with very good food. Can you go into detail about that?
Yeah.
You know, you're giving a lot more detail about the after than you are about the before. So you're kind of.
But you're comparing it to the before that we also don't know.
We don't know
about.
Anything about. Right. So you're kind of leaving us hanging here. So, I honestly think this is a 1-star review. You could have done better. And again, you don't like Anheuser-Busch, that's okay.
We're definitely okay with that.
That's okay.
We just want to be just.
Fair.
Fair.
There you go. And you have to like back up why you don't like Anheuser-Busch and if it's really affected Goose Island.
Right.
So, I'm giving 1.
I'm with you.
Yeah, 1-star.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Okay. Next review.
Bill.
Bill, yeah. Bill, Bill, Bill.
Reed.
Oh. Wake up, Bill.
Goose Island Brewing, 4.5, Chicago, Illinois, 5-star. This is a 5-star Yelp review from July 2015.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
I'm not a beer person, but my boyfriend loves Goose Island beers. Loves them.
Loves them.
So we were in Chicago for a wedding. I signed us up for a tour of the brewery. Apparently this facility is new, thanks to the Anheuser-Busch money and an awesome tasting room that was filled with locals and tourists alike. The tour was super informative. We got to try a few different beers and a fun time was had by all. Would most definitely recommend this tour to beer lovers and novices such as myself.
Okay.
It's a good review, but there's no pictures.
No pictures. But here's the flip side of that coin, where one guy was saying Anheuser-Busch bought it out. The place is now cold, sterile, disgruntled employees. The food isn't that great. This person is saying it was bought out by Anheuser-Busch, and look what they got to do. It's brand new. An awesome tasting room.
They injected some money, so there's some...
There's some upgrades.
They're going to increase production, it seems like. Right. Brand new
and they signed
facility.
Up for a tour versus just coming in to grab a beer and a burger. Like,
true that.
Guaranteed it's going to be a different experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, here are the pros and cons to being bought out by a larger company. While some of us are not really cool with it, you know, it does have its advantages. You know, who knows? Goose Island might not have been doing very well. Or
they were doing
so well.
Yeah,
that
they're doing
Anheuser
so well.
Was like, hey, we need to have you.
Well, and we know that Anheuser went on a run of just
they
buying
did, snatching
breweries.
Up breweries. Yeah. Yeah. They did
of ripping them apart in Super Bowl ads.
Yeah,
only then
to turn around and buy them up. I know that was terrible, but I mean, you have to look at it from the business perspective. I completely understand that drinking a Breckenridge Avalanche, now knowing that Anheuser has their hands in it a little bit, and that may be saddening to you. It doesn't mean that Anheuser employees are in there changing the recipes, making it more like the amazing Bud Light, Michelob.
I don't think that's why they bought them up. That doesn't make sense.
That's
like a more hands-off situation, I feel like.
Well, they bought them because they see something profitable.
What they definitely do is inject the money, increase the production rate.
Which could affect the quality.
Mm-hmm. That is a thing.
I mean,
there are several breweries out there that didn't necessarily do so well because of the injection of all of that money. They might get a bigger facility, but then again...
Demand skyrockets.
Yeah, the demand skyrockets in order to match all of that. It's, you know, you can lose a lot. I mean, I know... New Belgium sold, right, several years ago. And Fat Tire went way down in sales. Yeah. And now they've changed it to a golden ale.
It's a golden ale now, yeah.
I think people, especially in this region, want to support local. I think that's probably what that first review is about, is dude drank Goose Island his whole life. And now he's like, oh, fucking Anheuser-Busch.
Coming in, taking over.
Well, I mean, I think that we all kind of feel that way. Like, we've watched a lot of our local breweries get eaten up by, not eaten up, but they've been bought out by some of the bigger breweries or, you know, brew corporations. And we feel that too. It's like, like I still have no qualms about buying Odell because I know Odell is still locally owned.
Yeah.
Breckenridge, I only buy their seasonal beers.
Yeah. Yeah, the Palisade Peach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll drink Avalanche.
Avalanche is good.
Like, if I see it at a bar, but I don't usually.
Yeah, we don't buy it.
We'll buy their their 18 packs or 24 packs or whatever
every once in a while. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It honestly depends on where you are with this, which side of the coin you decide to go with. Could Breckenridge and Goose Island and Elysian, you know, and Four Peaks, could they have continued to run on their own successfully without being bought out by Anheuser? Absolutely correct. These are really great breweries. Really great. I'm not an IPA fan. I can't speak.
I'm not an IPA fan.
I'm not an IPA fan, but Elysian Stardust is pretty damn good. I mean, you know, it's a good IPA beer. Elysian makes good beers. So I think they could have continued to...
Space Dust, sorry.
They could have continued to keep going
They would have done well. Honestly, yeah. they were on their way up, which is why companies like Anheuser end up taking notice of them.
Because they end up... They're going to become competition if they don't buy them up.
Right.
So.
Right.
It's the monopoly game.
Well, and they, so, you know, Coors did something different, right? They actually built a whole new facility for their craft beer line.
But Coors was already established, you know, like.
But they, when they launched like the whole Colorado Native and everything, that was
AC
a whole.
Golden.
AC Golden was a whole separate facility and everything
inside the Coors,
right? But it was just this whole thing dedicated to that.
And Coors is almost like also, you know, I'm going to call it a microbrew, but it's like it's local at least. Like it's huge.
I mean,
but it's local.
It's here. They moved their operations to Chicago, they moved their management to Chicago. But
it's
it's closer to Goose Island.
Maybe it just depends on which side of the coin you're on, really.
Yeah.
As far as this review goes, I'm gonna give it a one. Sorry, it's a great 5-star, but there are no pictures. There's no detail. Tell me why the tasting room was awesome. You know what made it so great? How was the upgrade of the facility? You know, eye-boggling. The tour was super informative. Why?
I mean, what did you learn?
Yeah.
And like every place is filled with locals and tourists.
Yeah. Right.
That's.
And a fun time can be had by all if you're
it's
drunk.
It's filled for people from over there and people from over there.
Yeah. So 1-star from me.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same.
Yeah. Why not?
1-1-1 all around. Okay. Shall we go ahead and move in behind bars with Bill into behind bars with Bill?
Yeah, let's move it.
Move into move it. In. Bill, what do you have for us today?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Untapped, Westward, TripAdvisor, and Food & Wine Magazine for basically writing this segment for me. Because I just started like Googling local beers, you know, like I was like, okay, well, now that these beers have been bought up, like what are the big beers in Colorado now? Like what have been? So this is a Westward article. And if I can make my computer work, do it. There it goes. And this was actually kind of surprising to me because I have a top 10 list from Westward. I have a top 25 from Beer Advocate. And there are some names on here that I was kind of surprised to see. Like the number one biggest brewer in Colorado, can you guess? Not you, because you can look at
Miller Coors.
Well, I mean,
or craft brewer,
craft brewery.
Well, I mean, my guesses would be
based on barrels produced per year.
I'm gonna guess that it's Odell.
It's Oscar Blues.
I never would have guessed that.
Oh, yeah.
According to the Westward.
Actually, I forgot. They also have Odell's a whole number huge two. New facility.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like I thought, I found it fascinating too because I was looking at articles that like
Left-hand
Reddit
number three.
Reddit articles that they're gauging similar statistics, but it was based on like check-ins on the Untappd app, and not everybody's like using that. So I feel like the information's a little skewed.
Yeah.
But yeah, according to Westward, which I trust, it's Oscar Blues, Odell, and then Left Hand are your top three. And then Sleeping Giant is number four, which I've never, I guess they
That's
do.
That's crazy. I have two of their pint glasses in my house.
Not that I, yeah, right. And so not that I've never heard of them, but I've never had one of their beers.
Because they only make beers for other breweries.
Oh.
So it's a contract situation.
Okay, I do know who they are. They're the ones who are now brewing Boulder Beer.
I could see that.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
And then Great Divide's number five, which makes sense. It starts to like, it's ska, just for the sake of mentioning, because it's my favorite, is number six. But it's fascinating.
So wait, where New Belgium's not in the top six?
New Belgium's not. I thought New Belgium got bought anyways, so it's not a Colorado brewery anymore, is what I'm
saying.
Oh,
they like, wouldn't be considered one. Got it.
Dry Dock's number nine on the Westward list, which I feel like is like super local. And then DBC is number 10. Now, if you go a little deeper, it gets, there's like a lot of breweries in Colorado.
Insane amount.
So if you go to top 25, this is from Food and Wine magazine, and you start to see some like Bierstadt Lagerhaus from downtown, Broken Compass, and I don't know what they're basing the metric on in this one. I think these are just like cool breweries around town to like, so if you are trying to keep it local, I know True is on here. Cannonball Creek is on here. Cellar Casey Brewing keeps popping up, and I've never heard of them.
Four Noses, which we've
Four
been
Noses,
to a bunch of
yeah,
times.
Bootstrap's on there. Yeah. And if you go,
Bootstrap has great beers. They have my absolute favorite Imperial Red.
Yeah, we sell it at where I work. Yeah,
if you go top 100 in America, Colorado's not even. I think it might be number 19 or 20 has a Colorado brewery on there.
Wow.
But again, let's see. Top rated US for Beer Advocate.
Where are they all coming from? Colorado or California?
Yeah, California's on there. Sculpin's on there for sure. Mm-hmm. So this is Beer Advocate. So Colorado, it doesn't say what it's based on. It just says like number of ratings and then the average. So you have Lean Casey Brewing. So these are beers. These are top beers, and Casey Brewing is number one. These are local beers.
You know what seems to me that happens a lot? So we have a huge craft beer scene here.
Yeah, we
host the Great American Beer Festival. Yep. But even when people come into town for that, they still don't make it to anywhere near. I mean, it's an opportunity to go and taste beers from places that you'll never even go, right? But it's not specific to Colorado, the Great American Beer Festival. While people are here, they go to a lot of the breweries, but they do primarily stick to Denver. They don't necessarily, you know, rent cars or do brew tours
right
out. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not necessarily making it up to Fort Collins or, you know, into the mountains.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say, is it seems like most of those successful brew houses have a tasting room down in a more centrally located area.
Mm-hmm.
So in the U.S., Ballast Point is number 18. Let's see, how far down this list do I have to go? Founders.
That's
like
a good brewery.
Olma Gang's on here, but this is across the U.S., like all like best breweries, period. And I'm not seeing a Colorado brewery on here. Dogfish Head, but that's the East Coast.
It used to be Colorado. I
thought they started in Colorado.
They did.
Hill Farm said Funky Buddha.
I've heard of them.
Uh-huh. They're in Oregon, right?
I think so.
Boca Raton.
Bells.
What, the
Trillium,
Funky Buddha?
Yeah, Cigar City, Treehouse. Like, Colorado isn't even in the top 20 in
River.
That's us, though, right?
No.
Piney the Elder, I thought. That's Colorado.
No, that's not us. I think that's California.
Is that Cali?
So, yeah, Colorado's not
Washington.
In the top 20 in the U.S. for breweries, according to tasting table, which I found fascinating.
Untrustworthy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I just wanted to go through a little bit of that, you know, and then take this time to plug one of my favorite non-Colorado breweries, which I'm sure I've done before, is Ninkasi.
Ninkasi's good.
I would go to Oregon just to go on this brewery tour.
And Ninkasi's really good. You started with them because of their labels.
Absolutely. And on that note, if you go to their website, which I left all these links to all these articles in there, but they're doing a Legend of Ninkasi, and they're like, it is... They're comic book beer cans.
That's cool.
Artists from Dark Horse Comics. And it's like, they got like Triceratop Double IPA, which is
nice.
These cans are out of control. Velocihopter.
That's weird, because I'm looking at some of their cans right now and they look very plain.
Yeah. So you got to go under beers, go to Legends of Ninkasi. But I was going to mention that as well, because it started with the tap handles. And that's what I was like, I love unique tap handles, and it got me interested in this brewery, and it just got me thinking about, you know, just Colorado is saturated. We are kind of spoiled, but there's other good breweries out there.
There are a ton. I think that it's New Hampshire that has the most number of craft breweries per capita.
Yeah, it's pretty
wild.
But
that's because it's tiny.
Well, sure, but at the same time, if you think about it's the per capita thing, right? We don't even make it to 1% of the number of craft breweries that Colorado has to offer.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. We tend to end up going to a lot of the same places that are close by, or we go to Cocopelli because it's right near us.
I know.
They do have some good beers.
Yeah.
And, and they have
a
lot. We
need to find other places and go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, their labels have definitely changed, but I don't know what's responsible for that. I don't know if they're bought out or what.
Hmm.
But Ninkasi is the Mesopotamian goddess of beer and brewing. So just little things like that make me like it even more. And Oregon's not that far away, I don't feel like. And I want to see what total lawlessness looks like. So
the zombies are running amok.
So, there's a little tour guide situation going on there for you, which is something I wanted to mention. We'll dig more into that, but one of the perks of working at the airport or working downtown is you get to act as a tour guide.
It's fun.
It can be fun. It just depends.
Yeah, it'd be even more fun if I got paid for it.
Yeah,
if I made some sort of residual off of it, telling people where to go.
Anyways, yeah, that's I'm trying to think I have so many just random breweries nowadays that it's I don't even have a favorite microbrew in Colorado,
I
one with a nice label and fucking try it.
For me, I actually just always go for Odell in terms of my favorite all around brewery, because at any given point they have many beers that I can and will drink happily. But that being said, there are just, that Wreak Havoc is my favorite Imperial Red from Bootstrap. But I also love...
I do Bootstrap because
I also love, I would say that the Gnight is my second favorite Imperial Red.
Ah, Gnight.
I don't even know if I have a favorite, honestly. It's so crazy.
I think Gnight's too hoppy for me.
I don't know. I'm a huge fan of Imperial Reds. They, especially when they're smooth, they go down.
Ninkasi has one called Dawn of the Red, and it's I think we did it one year for Halloween or something.
I'm pretty sure I sold that at Henry's because we did sell two Ninkasis on tap.
You had a lot of beers on tap there.
God, there's so many beers. But it was great because I got to try all these amazing beers, Founders and Ninkasi and Elysian and
Elysian is cool
and
too. I
Pliny the Elder. I mean, Russian River stuff. It was so many great beers. Mm-mm-mm.
I was looking at this, the best Colorado beers, and I'm like, dude, I haven't had, there's a lot of sours on there, saisons and just stuff.
Yum.
I haven't had.
Yum. All right. Good?
Good.
Good. Well, thank you. It's very informative. Very informative.
All we can share all these links so you can do your own research.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll paste these all in the show notes.
Show notes. Shall we jump into Maine?
Yes.
All right. Main course, Breckenridge Brewery, 4 stars overall, Littleton, Colorado, even though I put Denver. 1 star, Yelp, 416. I have been a longtime fan and supporter of Breckenridge Brewery, but now due to their recent acquisition by Anheuser-Busch as of a week and a half ago, mid-March 2016, they cannot carry wines or liqueurs at their farmhouse restaurant, and that means they won't have any gluten-green drinks. Has anybody heard of a gluten-green?
Oh, yeah. I make them all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe that was a typo.
I've been to Bill's Bar.
Okay.
I can confirm.
Thought it was a typo. Since my wife has an allergic reaction to gluten, I will not be going here anymore. And in fact, have decided I will no longer be buying their beer. I know that a brewery exists to namely brew, but their farmhouse quickly built a reputation and following from great food and even better drink. But now they are taking one step forward and five steps back. And for this reason, I simply cannot support their business any longer. I'm not against a company being bought out. What I am against, however, is a company building a following, brand, and reputation as a innovator and leader, and then making a 180-degree change. Hashtag best of luck.
This person is a fucking idiot. And I will explain.
Go.
Yes, their farmhouse did a specific thing. They did set a brand. And yet,
it was gluten-free or what?
No, but they were like a farm-to-table kind of a concept in terms of their food and whatnot.
I thought you were talking about a farmhouse-style beer
gluten-free. No, they're big like brewery and
headquarter in Littleton
that they built in Littleton was meant to be like a farm-to-table, like literally farm-to-table. Like they had a farm.
That's kind of cool.
And so they were intended to be that type of concept. Fine. They sold. What happens is someplace like Anheuser-Busch is not going to keep the same liquor license that already existed on premise.
Right.
Which you can. Like you can use the existing one and you're basically just like buying it from the person that already owns it, more or less, or you're borrowing it from that person. What you're gonna do is you're gonna go get your own.
Yeah.
And a couple of things. One, maybe they did not apply for the it's easier to get just the beer license, the malt beverage license, but then you also have to go get the spirits and wine license,
right,
so that's different and it takes more time to get that. Maybe they're still waiting on that, but this person is like got here in March and they, you know, they're not doing it right. They're not selling spirits and they can't do ciders. Well, let me tell you something. And this is at this time back in 2016, Anheuser, I believe, owned a cider company. So they could certainly end up working in ciders.
Yeah. And the amount of money that they're throwing around, like they're not in a rush, like a year for them to reset this one tasting room.
Right. Like it takes time to fully realize your concept. And a lot of it does come from guest feedback. And if you just go on fucking Yelp and you're like, I will never be here again. And I'm never going to buy their beer again. And all of that kind of shit is just, it's insanely obtuse.
Yeah, and it's not
thinking.
Exactly. It's very narrow-minded.
Yeah. I get it though, dude. I'm punk rock. Like I'm a purist, you know, like I want it, you know, like I like my places the way I like them. I don't want some big company coming around and fucking changing everything and sterilizing everything, you know, but like
it's the whole idea of like running onto Yelp and being like, well, fuck I'm never going there again.
You can have your opinions about it, but like, how is that review going to help anything? You know what I mean? Like,
punk rock is writing a song about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then playing for free and recording a video and then putting it on MTV.
Exactly.
So again, here we are back to the whole controversial conversation about a larger corporation buying out smaller businesses. Yeah. You know, it's, in this guy's mind, it's a negative con, You took away all the gluten-free stuff that my wife and I loved about Breckenridge Brewery.
That's whether a legit complaint.
It is. It really is.
Whether they were looking for gluten-free. They were looking for gluten-green.
I'm sorry. Gluten-green. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
It's hard to find.
This Christmas ale is just really messing with
me. It is 7% I'm looking at.
I know. It's so good, isn't it? Mm. It is not gluten-green either. But again... Look, the narrow-mindedness of this gentleman, because I would have just assumed that, yeah, because Anheuser bought them out, they have a whole new system of alcohol and they can sell this and they can't sell that. That's fine, whatever. I wouldn't go on to Yelp and complain about it because I'm better than that. I don't hide behind my computer and name call. But, you know, obviously this situation upset this person, and instead of looking at the bigger picture or doing a little research about liquor license and stuff like that, he just immediately complained. And in his mind, it's Anheuser-Busch's fault. Sorry. But you know what Breckenridge got out of it? They got to have a net.
Yeah.
They got to have a net of financial provision, and they're safe now. Because look, owning a business is hard. Owning any business is really difficult. It's a day and night stressful challenge. So yeah, the owners of Breckenridge, if Anheuser comes along and says, hey, you're doing really well, we'd like to go ahead and buy you out. Okay.
And, right. And look, they are a beer company.
Yeah.
Buying another beer company.
It's a smart thing to do.
And they want to push the beer.
Right.
And the easiest way to push the beer is to remove the spirits.
Yeah.
Right. So, and again, I mean, look, I haven't been there in a long time, and it's not even.
I think it was 2016.
It's because they're so far away, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, they're really far away from us. And like going to Littleton to drink and then drive home is not smart.
It's not wise. Not wise at all.
I don't know. I just want to give this person one star, though I'm tempted to do worse. Anyone?
Bueller? You gonna cut him off? Bill, you gonna cut him off?
No, I'm just gonna
Brad wants to cut him off.
I'm gonna go one star. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I was gonna give one star as well. I understand, dude.
We are all softies. It's the spirit of Christmas ale.
It is.
It is.
That is exactly what it is.
I'm really sorry that they don't have what your wife likes to drink, especially the fact that she's not gluten. It doesn't sound like she has a gluten allergy. She has a celiac allergy, which that's a big deal. That's a huge difference.
Just tell her to do what other trash people do and bring her own bottles.
Oh, God.
Yeah, shooters.
Yeah, our little shooters. Hide them in her boobies. I really am sorry, but unfortunately, this is the downfall with, you know, being maybe bought out and changing some things.
Yeah,
but it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world.
Publicly traded company, it might be different.
Right. Like, yeah.
Your opinion might matter a little bit more, but
yeah. You know, and honestly, saying that you're never going to support them again, that's a little childish.
What if they change it all back? Are you still never supporting them again?
Yeah. Right. What if they just need some time to retool?
I don't know.
All
right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll hit happy hour. Yeah.
Hop hour.
Hop hour. Hop, hop, hop it hour. We got the hop, hop, hop it hour. We'll be right back.
Grab a round for the Three Stars crew. Gather round and let the good times brew. Raise a glass and let the laughter fill the room. It's the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour. We are sipping on the finest of brews. Letting all our worries and stress just slide right out of view. It's the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour. Let's get our drink on.
Welcome back to Three Stars Podcast Happy. Are we all happy? Are we all happy?
We are happy.
Yeah.
We need a thing like that. Like a, you know, we are farmers,
3 stars.
Right. Yeah.
We are 3 stars, but 3 we can't stars do that.
Podcast. No, we need like our own
jingle.
Easy, quick.
Have Matt.
Holy shit. I just can't get that out of my head. Right.
Have Matt do a jingle for us.
Or like 3 stars podcast on your side.
Oh my God. That's so gross. Yeah, you need to have Matt do a jingle.
All right.
Welcome back to 3 Stars Podcast Happy Hour. Brad, what are we drinking today?
Once again, we are drinking the Breckenridge Brewery Christmas Ale since 1993.
Sing a Christmas Carol.
Is that the Christmas Ale's coming out since 1993? I only just read that part of their label.
30 years?
I think the brewery's since 1993.
I don't know the
Christmas Ale since 1993.
I don't know. Whatever. It's delicious.
All right. Bill's going to get Google.
Bill's going to be quiet during happy hour doing Googly stuff.
So we started talking about this when I chose this for happy hour about, you know, breweries that get bought out by larger breweries. And I remember having just heard recently that that Breckenridge is actually no longer owned by Anheuser-Busch.
What?
Right. And I say recently, and recently can be anything in my own brain because I have like this goldfish memory for certain things. So this I could have heard this months ago, or I could have heard it 2 weeks ago. But I did my little googly thing, and it is correct that Anheuser actually sold Breckenridge Brewery, Shock Top, and 6 other of their breweries to another company.
Wow.
Yeah. So that company is called, Tilray Brands Incorporated. And they're actually a cannabis company.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We've come full circle.
So check this out. Tilray Brands, and this is an article off of 9news.com. Tilray Brands said it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Breckenridge Brewery, Shock Top, Blue Point Brewing Company, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, Red Hook Brewery, Widmer Brothers Brewing, Square Mile Cider Company, and Highball Energy. So they bought all of that, and they bought it as a cash deal.
No back end.
No
residuals.
No we're gonna pay this off or stock trades or any sort of stuff. They're like, we're paying cash.
Yeah,
wow.
That's 32 years and counting. The original
right.
Ski Town Brewery, 32 years and counting.
So this happened in this was an article from August, and they're expected. I don't see an updated article, but they're expected to have the deal all finalized before the end of the year. So it may have already been finalized. We're now recording this in November. By the time this releases, December, you know. All of that should have happened. So doing that is expected to make Tilray Brands the 5th largest craft beer business in the U.S.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And do you want to hear the craziest thing?
What?
At its peak, Tilray Brands' stock price was at about $140 a share. It is now only $1.83 a share.
What?
Yeah.
How has it gone down so much?
I don't know.
We should buy some shares.
I mean, they could have split their stock, and splitting your stock will lower your share value. But I don't know. But the other thing is, they actually, the same company also bought Breckenridge Distillery back in 2021.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're making big moves.
Yeah.
Money too.
Well, and then yet another crazy thing, and I didn't actually end up going into this in looking stuff up, but I also heard that cannabis sales are way down.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the bubbles popped, you know, like people get it now. It's like
not that big a deal anymore.
Yeah, or you can just go to Oregon where you can get heroin.
Heroin.
Oh dear
and
Lord.
Just chillax like a zombie.
Well, but cannabis sales are way down, and also like so a lot like the if there's a competition for the palate and the stomach for between beer, spirits, and wine. There's also a competition for, you know, cannabis and mushrooms.
These guys will be like doing cannabis-infused beers and shit.
Amongst the drugs. So, well, there are cannabis infused beers.
But I'm just saying that's probably these the direction guys are probably they'll be taking it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they could go out there and end up buying one of those brands now. But I like to me, it just seemed like crazy that you've got the money to buy seven breweries
outright
in cash.
Outright.
Outright. And
that's insane.
Right. And that you would do so at a time that actually craft beer sales are also down.
Yeah, it's again, it's you just get it everywhere. The market's starting to be saturated, not just in Colorado, but like everywhere. I mean,
well, the market's starting to be saturated. There's now with the economy being what it is, like, believe it or not, the economy, quote unquote, is actually strengthening. However, everyone's still kind of struggling.
Yeah.
Right? We're out there buying stuff because we need to buy stuff, but prices are high.
Yeah, I'm not
interest
making
rates
it
are high.
Making it.
Yeah. Or no, you're not. You're actually probably making more money than you ever were.
It just doesn't matter because
but the
of
cost
inflation.
Of living right, has
you're
gone up so
you're still barely
high.
Making it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I actually ended up going and finding some other things that I'll put in the show notes on Forbes about the decline in craft beer sales, even though they're expecting them to increase as this year ends.
Oh, yeah. But this two drunkest months of the year, dude.
November and December, yeah. Do you know how many people are thrilled that Sober October is over?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, me either. The funny thing is that a lot of people will do Sober October until the 31st.
Yeah.
Not until November 1st.
No.
But, you know, they
Halloween,
they go
they're like, I'm going drinking
exactly.
on Halloween night.
But, I mean, the whole Sober October, like, these sober months also cause declines.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right? It's not like, I'm going to do Sober October, so, Bill, you need to drink my share, too.
Right.
So that the economy doesn't suffer.
I'm happy to oblige.
Okay, so this is pretty insane. So Tilray is a pharmaceutical cannabis lifestyle and consumer packaged goods company.
Like tinctures and such.
So the founder, Patches. Brendan Kennedy, dabbles in pharmaceuticals, cannabis, and now beer. And the fact that he bought these breweries when they were at their lowest.
Well, that's when you do it.
That's a smart man.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, he knows you can only
bonds.
Go up with alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
You can only go up. Even, like, the low isn't as low as, like, the lack of sales
Real
of
estate.
Nike. Right. Nike shoes, you know, Coach purses. Alcohol and drugs will always increase. So he's a really smart man.
Well,
really smart man.
I'm tempted to actually buy up a whole crapload of this stock.
I am, too. I'm like, can we buy some stock? Please, because it will go up. You know it.
Yeah.
I think we should invest in some stock.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll
talk about
that
later. But this is just, I mean, that's really interesting. And you're right. The whole cannabis infused beer, that's going to be coming about even more. I mean, Brad, you did an event for a company that had cannabis infused tea. And it was really good.
People start using that to infuse fucking liquor soon enough or in cocktails.
Yeah. Well, I was making
it will be a whole nother layer.
I
which
was
is a great half shop
cannabis
too.
Cocktails.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yep.
That's what I was doing.
Which is also going to be a great half shop
and
for us.
And everyone was fucked.
That's
exactly
where I was going with that.
Yep. Yep.
We need to do a 420 episode again.
We
no.
should. Brad's just looking for
you
excuse
missed
to
out.
Get high. Every day is 420.
I know. But that's really interesting. Anything else, Brad? No? That's a really good happy hour. I mean, there's lots of layers to that one. All right, shall we go ahead and hit the desserts? Desserts! Bill, you're awfully quiet today. It's making me
I'm sorry.
I just put a bunch of snack mix in my face by accident. I wasn't thinking about timing.
Yeah. Bill, you want to hit the dessert?
I
please?
Will.
Desserts!
This is Elysian Brewing Company, 4 stars, Seattle, Washington. Four circles because it's TripAdvisor. This is a 3-circle review from October 19th, 2015. I think also it is worth stating, like, it's crazy how much the date matters. It's like before 2020 or after 2020, and it's a completely different.
Yeah.
The future sucks. Sad to find out they were bought by Budweiser. Met some friends here for lunch the other day. There were plenty of good microbrews on tap. We also ate. I had the mac and cheese, added bacon, as you do, and I found it surprisingly good. I was saddened to learn that Anheuser-Busch bought the brewery. The beer still tasted good, however. Smiley face.
Well, we're sorry to hear that you find it saddening that Anheuser bought it out. That's a bummer. Yeah, it's a dessert.
You know, can't
really rate it.
Yeah, no, and you know, and we all, we already said that, right? Like, everyone gets really sad when their local favorite brewery is bought out by a giant.
Yep. You either get bought out by the giant or you become the giant yourself. Like, that's...
Or you fail.
Or
one
you
of
fail.
Three. Yeah. One of three. One of three.
I mean, they would have... actually, who's to say? Like, I would like to think that all of these beer companies would have continued to grow and grow and grow. But you know that somehow these other ones are going to fail.
That's the way it works.
They're going to fail, or the larger companies that are buying up the smaller companies are going to end up finding a way to squash them.
Yeah.
Right?
I would love to see, you know, like Oscars or Left Hand or Adele's buy up. Odell's buy up. I don't know. Choice Brewing or
Joyride.
I'd rather see that
like them cannibalizing each other rather than like being bought out by large companies like
Anheuser.
Yeah, but I mean it's a competition.
Yeah, that's correct. It is.
Well, I mean, look, Four Noses bought Odd 13.
Right.
Did they really?
And I'm happy to hear that because I like both.
That was like several years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so great.
And honestly, it's just it's just another spot for you to brew beer.
Right.
You know, you just leave everything the fucking same. Like people are fooled into thinking that it's two different companies.
Well, and you could go to the Odd 13 tasting room and, oh, look, they have Four Noses beer now.
Right.
We need to visit both those breweries.
I actually think Four Noses, we got to look because I think they were opening up another tap room somewhere.
That would be great because they're just too busy for me.
Oh, Prost is opening another tap room.
I
did hear about that. Prost is really good.
Over by us.
Are they?
Well, not like not right over by us, but on 84th and I-25? 104th and I-25.
Great. Yeah, that's not far. Great. Good. Need some good breweries up there. All right. Check, please. What did we learn today?
I learned that we have opinions. And that our opinions...
matters the most.
Well, I actually think that our opinions are very fluid. Right? Because we're like at various points in this argument, we're like, yeah, fuck Anheuser for buying up the little guy. But then we're like, hey, but that's what happens.
Good on the little guy for quitting and quitting while you're ahead are not the same thing.
Or we're like, you know, fuck the littlest guy, the consumer,
right,
for being pissed off about it. Right.
But it's true, though. Like, I mean, these companies buying you, if it's going to get cheaper, that's how it's going to get cheaper for the consumer.
Sure. But also, I don't think that it did because
I don't think so either.
This was a 6-pack of Christmas ale for $9.99.
That's still pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
$10 for 6-7% beers. That's pretty good.
You're looking at because I think for the most part they're at like $10.99 or $11.99 now for a lot of the 6-packs of craft beer.
12, 13.
And it's really sad.
And
right?
It's probably just because
again 7% beer, you don't have to drink as many of them.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't.
Right. So here we are. Proving what I've learned today.
Microbrews. They're not as big as Anheuser.
We're very wishy-washy.
You know, they can't put out as much as Anheuser, so they have to, you know, pay. They have to cost more. They charge more. So,
and I'll say, I didn't just mention this at happy hour, but one of the articles that I did read said that even the smallest craft breweries that do like 1,000 barrels a year are actually doing very well because they, being so small, actually are better at consolidating or recycling, reusing.
Right. Like Four Noses.
And they don't have like some massive conglomerate of shit that they have to try and rethink, retool, and whatnot. They can actually just take, you know, we're all in one building. We're going to change this process so that we can do more or be more efficient. They can do that all in-house immediately.
Small and bigger isn't necessarily better,
right?
In terms of pivoting and creativity, I think.
Right. So, but mostly the wishy-washy thing.
Wishy-washy.
No, you got me thinking about it now. Like, I was looking at my beer fridge, and I have a Funslinger, which is a fucking collab with Breckenridge Brewery and Never Summer, and it's a lager, you know, that's my pacer beer, like. But if I really think about it, I want to support a local brewery. Like, sure. I said, I didn't have a favorite one, but then I remembered Ska, and that's probably it. Like, but I have lots of favorites, and it's I don't know. I like the market being saturated in Colorado, but like, it's gotten a lot better. I like this time of year a lot more because IPAs become a little less. You know, you get more
prevalent.
Yeah, you get more of the lagers, like the dark ales and the browns and stuff.
The winter warmers.
Exactly.
Yummy stuff.
I'm actually bummed we missed the autumn ale. I totally missed seeing it.
That's
altogether.
That's a good one, yeah.
I just saw pumpkin beers everywhere.
Yeah.
Bill, what'd you learn?
I learned that Ninkasi was the Mesopotamian goddess of beer and brewing. I did not know that, and that is fucking cool. And she was associated with both positive and negative consequences of the consumption of beer, and it just makes me like this brewery even more. And of course it would be one that's outside of Colorado, because I'm just that person, you know what I mean? I'm like, I have all these options, but no, I want that one.
That one seems the coolest.
It's the coolest one, and no one knows about it.
I learned that Tilray is now in charge of Breckenridge Brewery, and just all the stuff that encompasses Tilray. I mean, who they are as a company. It's huge. And it leads to so many different avenues within their company. So that's just crazy.
I was shocked that Widmer was part of that whole thing. I forgot that
Widmer is too?
That Widmer was had. I forgot that Anheuser owned Widmer, and now Tilray bought Widmer as part of that whole thing.
Man.
So wild. That's the real gambling right there. Like, I got to learn the stock market. Like, fuck poker.
Yep, that is correct. On that note, we're going to go ahead and let you all go. Thank you very much for tuning in. We do appreciate every single one of you. Please make sure, please make sure to go ahead, like, share, heart, subscribe, and come on back, you hear?
Bye.
Seriously, you do.
Write it, go time, you decide to bop, 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 bop.
And thank you for joining us at Three Stars Podcast, where Bill comes in before me with bop, 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 bop,